Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast, sponsored by WebSpy. It's September 6, 2010, and this is episode 258. Well, the last week has seen some major changes in my life and my future plans. You can find out why the Japanese theme music in a little while. There's little directly about photography in this week's episode, but there are some big changes on the business side for me as well, and this will lead to some different content coming up in future episodes of this podcast, I imagine. So do stay tuned and see what's going off. Before we jump into that, I'd like to thank our sponsors, WebSpy, the internet monitoring, analysis and reporting specialists. If you have a Twitter account and a minute to spare, please go to my blog at blog.martinbaileyphotography.com and click on the text link underneath the WebSpy tile on the right. That will automatically tweet the message, thanks to @WebSpy for sponsoring the @MartinBaileyPhotography podcast. Or you can just type that in yourself if you prefer. To find out more about WebSpy and their products, go to webspy.com/MBP. and use the discount code MBPWSY for a 10% discount on anything that you buy. Okay, so I need to take a deep breath and try to tell you about the events of the last week as calmly and clearly as possible, because I can assure you it's been a bit of a roller coaster ride for me. Firstly, you may recall that for almost 2 years now, I've occasionally alluded to a certain thing that I can't talk about yet for fear of jinxing it. I don't like being secretive, but I'm a little bit superstitious, and when I really want something badly, I tend to keep it to myself until it's mine. Well, I spent much of the summer of 2008 preparing an application to become a Japanese citizen, and although it took almost 2 years, that finally came through on August 17th, and on August the 30th, I received my certificate of my new nationality and was able to register as a Japanese citizen with the city hall of the place that I'm now living. This means that I never have to worry about visas to live here in Japan again, and unless you've ever lived for an extended time as a foreign resident in a country that other than your own, you probably won't appreciate just how good that feels. Plus, ever since I came to Japan in 1991, I've loved this country, and I always intended to do this, but just never got around to the application, so I'm really glad now that I did. This also means that officially my name has changed, or at least the way I write it. I also lost my middle name, which was Stephen, but that's gone now. I have two kanji characters for my surname, though it still reads Bailey. Well, actually, it's Bailey, but I managed to get them to use my old spelling of Bailey for the alphabet version of my name on my new Japanese passport. My first name is now officially written in katakana, which is the phonetic alphabet used for writing foreign words, but it's still Martin in English. Again, though, on my passport it will be written in the same as it is now, and I'll continue to use the old spelling, the old English spelling in communication. Anyway, that's the one big change for me, so it's a huge weight off my shoulders, and I don't need to sort of talk about that thing that I'm doing anymore. It's all out in the open, so I'm pleased to get that out of the way. I'm sure many of you are sitting here thinking, so what, right now, but I'm sorry if I'm boring you, but this really is a big deal for me. The other part of the reason that I'm excited is probably going to be more interest to you photographers. Many of you know that I've had a full-time job other than my photography. Some don't realize this, which I always find flattering, but I do mention the day job from time to time. So at least the more attentive of you should already know this. I've been working for the same company over here for 10 years now, and I've totally enjoyed those 10 years. during my early years, I was really sort of kicking ass. I was responsible for my company achieving the huge achievement of shipping all of the international language versions of our products simultaneously with English. That was some 5 or 6 years ago now, but this is something that other large software companies are still now only just starting to achieve. I did a lot of great things during my time with this company, and for many years I put my all into that job, often going the extra mile to ensure that my projects went smoothly or that my team were providing the most value that they could for the company. Recently, though, as my love for photography and the effort that I put into my photography-related activities has grown, I found myself saving all of those extra miles for my photography instead of the day job. This isn't fair on my employee, and I feel as though it started to sort of hold me back in the company now as well. There's always been a tug of war between the two jobs, and even when I applied for the Japanese citizenship, I fully intended to stay with my current employer for the foreseeable future. Now, though, it's come to a point where I'm no longer able to completely throw myself into either of the jobs, you know, either my day job or the photography, because, you know, of the time that they both really deserve. I haven't been able to do many of the photography-related things that I want to do, and I've really started to become stagnant in the day job, and I don't want to do that. I don't like that. So it's time to move on. Last week, I tendered my resignation to my current employer, and from next month, I'll be concentrating all of my energy on my photography and related activities. Of course, this is something that I've thought about for a long time. As soon as I saw the take-up of the listener base for the podcast, for example, and I started to get some traction online with the forum, now with my blog, I realized that there was a possible business opportunity here. Obviously, it's not all going to be around that, but this has certainly been a part of the traction that I've found myself getting. I started the workshops and the photography tours initially to test the water. Half of the people that signed up did so because they'd come to know me through the podcast, and it was an incredible thrill for me to start to meet in person the people that I'd only known online to that point. But more than that, I was turning some of that effort into, you know, the effort that I'd put into the podcast into payment for services, which was a big deal for me. I've mentioned before just how much I get back for doing this podcast, simply through the act of sorting out what I do in my photography into neat little piles of information for others to digest. It has improved me as a photographer a huge amount, without doubt. In addition, you, the listeners, have made the MBP community a great place to hang out, and I enjoy every minute with you guys online. But aside from that, it's no secret that apart from the sharing and the giving back to the community, passing it forward as it were, another of my goals in starting this podcast was to help spread the word about me and my photography. Over the last 5 years, I've been building a brand, whether you realized it or not. This is exactly why I called this the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast, even against the advice of some of my friends. Sure, it can come across as conceited. Someone recently emailed me saying that Webster's had redefined narcissist, see martinbaileyphotography.com. And I found that quite funny, but I also was a little saddened because, you know, if they knew me, they'd know that this couldn't be further from the truth. I can see why someone might think this way, of course, as I have my photo on the podcast page with my Twitter account, etc. But what someone that thinks like this fails to understand is that it's all about building a brand. I never wanted to be a no-named hired gun photographer, and so promoting my name alongside my photography was an important part of my strategy. One of the things that I'm most grateful for, though, is that with those of you that truly do click with me, many people, you know, many of you have been kind enough to say that you enjoy sharing my photographic journey with me through the podcast. Many of you have mentioned how much you learn through these experiences. I'm incredibly grateful to those of you that get it and have taken the time to get to know me through the podcast and the forum to the point that you can appreciate and enjoy spending this time with me and gain from it yourself too, of course. When you think about it, it's quite a cool relationship. I share what I know or I'm learning at any given time with you, and at a basic level, you listen and gain from my experience, or at least hopefully glean a few ideas from each episode. Many of you take the experience to the next level and share your own experiences in the community, then start to learn stuff back from not just from me but from the community. Also, when the timing and circumstances are right, some people take it to another level and join me on my workshops. This takes social networking and community to another level. It's a business model that was not even available 10 years ago, but it's changing things big time now. I intend to talk a little bit more about this sort of thing in future episodes, or maybe just on the blog. So stay tuned for that if you're interested in that side of things. There is something else that I've gained from this experience so far, and this is one of the things that really drives me. There are people that joined as listeners and joined our community in the forum as total beginners that I've watched become incredibly talented photographers. One such person that jumps to mind is Forrest Tanaka, who joined us not long after I started this podcast when he'd just bought his first digital SLR camera. I remember Forrest coming into the community as a newbie. He was always courteous and professional, and I recall his incredible thirst for knowledge. Since then, Forrest has won our monthly assignment countless times with his sensitive and stunning photography, and just last week he launched his own website showcasing his work and selling his services. If you have a minute, please do go to check out forest-tanaka.com. That's Forrest with two R's. Forrest has done an amazing job with his website and his photography is stunning. The point is, though, that it's so humbling for me that what I've been doing here and that, you know, the help that and the inspiration from the community that we've built together really is at least partially responsible for Forrest's success in his photography. Anyway, having gone into a little bit of detail about the MBP community there, it is so important to me. But, you know, to get back to my point, I've tendered my resignation and will be taking a few weeks holiday from the 11th of September. Then from October 1st, photography-related work will be my sole source of income. Some people will think I'm crazy, and you might be right, but this is what I want, and I've always followed my heart, and my heart's telling me to do this. I don't have a big business plan. I haven't had time to create one yet, but I do intend to start to plan all of those workshops in various countries where many of you have been asking me to do them. I will also announce details of new workshops in Japan, and all of that will be coming up in the coming months. But don't forget that there are still a few places on my currently planned Snow Monkey and Hokkaido workshops next February, and booking has already started for the March Antarctica expedition that I'm doing with David Burren. So, you know, details of these are all at my mbpworkshops.com website. Also, if you have any locations near you that you think would make great locations for a workshop, and, you know, you foresee that there might be a number of people in your community that could be interested, then, or you're relatively, you know, easy to get up in a location that's relatively easy to get to. And that can be pretty wide for the States, for example. People travel pretty long distances over there. But basically, you know, if you have local knowledge that would help us to make that a reality, let me know. I'll certainly be looking for local help in the locations that I target as I pull my plans together. Another part of my business plans is to start doing portrait work. This is something that may not seem like a good fit for a predominantly nature and wildlife photographer, but I enjoy shooting portraits. I will be having to juggle schedules to enable both styles of photography to coexist in my business model, but I think I can make it work. I mean, think about it. Most people that I'll be shooting have day jobs, so the sessions will be on the weekends. The roads in Japan are too congested to go anywhere on the weekends for landscape or nature photography, so I'm free on the weekends. Because, you know, I can now go anytime. I can, you know, I can go off to do my own photography during the week. So it all slots in perfectly together. There will be weekday sessions too, I'm sure, but I should be able to schedule those around each other. I'll continue to take photography assignments on, you know, as the opportunities arise, of course. I'm always open to discuss the needs of a customer that wants something photographed. If it's within my abilities or close enough to them that I can get the job done, that is. I certainly want to continue to build and improve on my nature and wildlife portfolio, so I intend to plan shoots to a number of locations through the year and take my time and get the shots that I've really wanted to get. It's great that I can now avoid the weekend traffic and even spend extended amounts of time in some locations without worrying too much about using up my holidays, from the day job, that is. That, you know, for the last 3 years, I've had to save these up to enable me to take time off to do the workshops and things. So basically, I've got a three-pronged approach in mind: workshops in various countries, as well as Japan, strategically timed through the year. Schedule the nature and wildlife shoots for the best times to capture some stunning images for my portfolio. And of course, continue to sell fine art prints and folios of the, you know, with the resulting images, and then fit portrait photography in on the weekends or weekdays when necessary, and schedule any assignments as necessary between the other work that I'm hoping to do. When I say three prongs, I guess I'm bunching portrait shoots and assignment work together, but that's kind of how I'm dividing these areas of photography up in my mind. I should just go ahead and say I have a four-pronged approach, but four is an unlucky number in Japan, and as I said, I'm a tad superstitious. I'm also planning an exhibition this coming December, of images of my current Nature of Japan portfolio. I'm not sure if this will happen yet, this year at least. It'll certainly happen, but I'm not sure if I can do this in December yet. I was out today scouting for galleries, and I'm really hoping that I can pull this in before the winter Hokkaido season starts. So stay tuned for more information on that if you're in Tokyo, or you can get into Tokyo relatively easily. I plan to be at the gallery every day for the term of the show, so it would be a great chance to meet any of you that can make it out there. I'm going to devote lots of time to marketing and social networking, etc. too, of course, as that is now so important to any business model. And it has, of course, been a major part of my own so far too. I'm sure it's going to take me a little while to settle into a good routine for all of this, but I can tell you that I'm so looking forward to getting started. I've got a whole bunch of other plans, and I imagine that as I start to develop my business plans, we'll see a number of other changes in the podcast. I'll bring you updates on my progress as I incorporate my company, if that's the way I go with it. I have a meeting with my accountant next week to decide. I'll also bring you more on client shoots that I'm able to talk about, or at the very least bring you more content on the new stuff that I learn to realize the needs of my future clients. Much of the business side information should be useful for anyone thinking of starting your own business, or for anyone also in, you know, in the early stages of your own business. Some of it will only be useful for someone starting a business in Japan, but hopefully even that will be of some interest to follow along with, even if you aren't based here yourself. So, as I said at the start, we have some big changes here, and I can't wait to take you along for the ride on the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. You see, there I go again with that branding thing. You might have noticed that last week's podcast was a little bit late hitting the iTunes feed because it was another video, and I needed a few extra days to encode the iPhone-friendly version. I did put the full-size version on the blog on Monday, as usual. And if you watch on your computer, that's a much better, a much higher resolution video, so you can see what I'm up to much better. The video was about how to put a canvas gallery wrap together, by the way. So if you haven't seen it yet, please do take a look on the blog. And thanks to Vimeo's new embedding code, you can even watch the full-size video on your iPad now, right there from the blog. I also just remembered that this podcast was 5 years old this week. I think it was the 1st of September or around there when I released the first episode back in 2005. So congratulations to us for making it 5 years here. And I'm looking forward to another five, I know. And I hope that you are as well. So thanks for listening today, as usual. And thanks again to WebSpy for sponsoring the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. Remember that you can find me on Flickr and Facebook, as well as Twitter, and of course my blog and the photography forum. All links are at the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, you just have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.
This is Dave Warner, and I'm the host of the LensFlare35.com podcast. Each week I bring you interviews with some of the top photographers using digital SLR cameras. They share some of their coolest tips and tricks, techniques, and news about what they're up to. So please take a moment to visit the website or subscribe to LensFlare 35 on iTunes.
The Martin Bailey Photography Podcast is a proud member of the Photocast Network. Find this and other great photography podcasts at photocastnetwork.com.